Well, as we've been talking to Chuck, you've probably figured out that we are in Brainerd for a special summer show of the Great Northern Radio Show here on KAXE, KBXE. Like many towns in northern Minnesota, Brainerd's an old Indian gathering place. It's an old logging town. It's an old railroad town. And today, Brainerd has a new reputation. Of course, Brainerd is home to a vibrant transportation industry.
Honey, did we remember the sunscreen?
Telecommunications. Wow, this town is wired for the future.
Oh, look, these are so cute. Wouldn't these look good at the guest house at the cabin?
We're here at Central Lakes College, an innovative leader in higher education.
I'd like to catch and release. No sense killing a fish I don't know how to clean. Nah, I just poke it with a hook, jab at it a bit, and let it go, the way God intended.
The Central Lakes region is a vibrant economic zone, providing opportunity for families and entrepreneurs.
Oh my, I thought that was you.
Oh, I haven't seen you since you moved up to White Bear Lake. Who would have thought we'd run into each other at the Starbucks, at the Target in Baxter, Brainerd?
Isn't this a quaint little town? Within reason, of course.
Of course. If it doesn't have $4 coffee, it's probably some uninhabitable hellscape.
Excuse me. Excuse me, folks. This is the Great Northern Radio Show. We're live at the John Chalberg Theater at the Central Lakes College in Brainerd, and I have no idea how you got up here, but you need to go find a seat.
See, I told you, Kitty, this is not a bazaar. It looks like something really official.
Oh, what are they going to do to us, Bill? It looked like a sale, all this stuff lying around.
Yes, those are microphones and sound equipment. They aren't for sale.
Oh, this one would look great in our den. We're remodeling with a post-premodern, impressionistic farce theme. I saw one like this for $700 at a gallery in Minneapolis.
Well, it might be for sale later. But we've got a show to do now.
Hey, look, you guys. That glowing light over there must be some sort of modern art exhibit.
Oh, I love it when summer towns try to do art. It's so adorable. It's like summer camp.
I don't know, ladies. This light doesn't look like art, and it's getting bigger. What the holy heck? Oh, my gosh. You see that over there, my God? Oh, no!
All aboard! All aboard for Fort Ripley, Pequot Lakes, Pine River, Park Rapids, Wadena, Little Falls, and Minneapolis, St. Paul, Moose Lake, Duluth, Eveleth, Virginia, Hibbing, Grand Rapids, Bemidji, Fargo, and the great unknown station of the universe, past, present, future, and Vancouver, British Columbia.
Hold on there! What happened to all those tourists? They disappeared into some sort of blue light, and then this giant train comes out of nowhere? What's going on?
Horse feathers. I thought those were hay bales. Well, not to worry. This is covered in the manual. They're probably just trapped out on the line somewhere.
What are you talking about? I'm trying to do a radio show here, and then a bunch of tourists are interrupting me before some kind of magic train lasers them into what, the line? It's a glowing wormhole.
Call it what you will. That's the main line, heading west. And you don't have to worry about those people. They ain't dead. Happens all the time. Usually it's deer and cattle, but we zap a human once in a while. Nah, we'll just head off to a new dimension, pick them up. They'll live. Not sure why they'd want to, though, what with those fanny packs and moose print shirts. That's no life. No, sir.
I still don't understand. Who are you?
Just call me Doc. This is my train. I work for the railroad.
Which railroad?
I don't know. They keep merging, getting new names.
So how'd you get the name Doc? Are you some kind of astrophysicist?
Heck no. I was born on the Northern Pacific loading docks here in Brainerd, 1881. Mom cut out for vaudeville, and I was left to fend for myself. It ain't easy being a baby on your own. I couldn't walk. My eyesight had yet to develop. My frontal cortex was a combobulation of overstimulated nerves yet to fully comprehend the where-how of self-preservation. So the guys on the docks kept an eye out for me. I grew tall on whiskey and cream. Learned how to talk around the card table in the caboose of the Seattle Express.
What about potty training?
Took that up in a jiffy. An old engineer named Knifey Pete took care of that.
How did he get the name Knifey Pete?
Yeah, some baby kept whizzing all over his cab. I really don't want to talk about it. But I tell you what I do. I haul fate.
You mean freight?
Nah, I said fate. I'm a fate engineer. This is a steam-powered fate train. All those people we ran down back there, it wasn't their time.
Does this happen often, you running down people, sending them into a vortex, and having to go rescue them from a new dimension?
Less now since I quit drinking. But this is big equipment, and it don't exactly stop on a dime. Listen, we gotta move on now. Fate stops for no one.
Okay, well, before we go then, I want to introduce our next musical act. Eric Pollard's originally from up the river in Grand Rapids, Minnesota. He spends a lot of time performing in Duluth. He's here with his solo act called Actual Wolf.
Hey, hold on now, hold on. Save it for the train. Come on, you dark glasses-wearing hipster. You can play your tune on the train. Everybody, everybody, get on board. You too, Brown. Get this big Finn and his keyboard up there, too. Old Red back there. These sound-making boxes, haul them up, too. We got room in one of the fate cars.
Those are monitors. It took us a while to set all that up.
Make it happen.
Yes, sir. All right, well, while we're loading the train, we really will thank the Iron Mining Association of Minnesota for their generous support of the Great Northern Radio Show. We also thank our hosts today at Central Lakes College. The show is made possible in part by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.
All aboard!
All right, looks like they've loaded all our gear onto a boxcar marked Cuyuna Commodities and Fate. I see.